If someone would ask you, what was one of the greatest salvation stories in all the Bible? Most people would say the salvation of Paul, or Zacchaeus, or the prodigal son. But there was the salvation of a great man in all the Bible whose story is often overlooked. Who was that man? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of Life. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Daniel. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Daniel chapter 4 as we take a look in the book.
Thank you. today. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Speak to our hearts this morning in a mighty way so that the lost can be saved and the saved can be encouraged. Backsliders can come back to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Our God is worthy to be praised. I don't want no rocks. Don't want no rocks. No rocks to cry out for me. Amen. Because God can make some rocks cry. Amen. Amen. You can't sit down on God. Yeah. God will get a rock and make a rock cry out. Amen. Put a Bible in your hand and stand to your feet and let's recite our Bible covenant this morning. You got a Bible? If you don't have a Bible, look in the pew rack there and get you a Bible. And hold it up like you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and repeat after me. This is the word of God.
This is the word of God.
If I obey it,
blessings will come.
If I disobey it, curses will come.
I am
what it says I am.
I can be
what it says I can be.
I can do
what it tells me to do through the power of God.
This is
God's idea. I believe
that God's idea
is the best idea. I'm committed
to the biggest thing,
the highest thing,
the greatest thing,
the best thing,
which is
obeying God.
Therefore,
my mind is made up.
My heart is fixed.
My spirit is ready
to receive
the word of God
that will
transform
my life.
Amen. Now open up the word of God to the book of Daniel. Amen. Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. When you find it, say amen. If you hadn't found it yet, ask your neighbor, help me find this. Daniel chapter 4 is the text this morning, and I want to talk with you on the subject, the testimony of a pagan king. The testimony of a pagan king. High five somebody and tell them Pastor going to talk about the testimony of a pagan king. The testimony of a pagan. Somebody, a pagan is somebody that believe in false gods. I don't believe in God at all. The testimony of a pagan king. This morning I want to continue our preaching through this book of Daniel. And I want to look at this chapter in its entirety. Daniel chapter 4 is one of the greatest chapters, not only in the book of Daniel, but in all of the Bible. But it's often one of the most overlooked chapters in all of the Bible. When most people think about the book of Daniel, they think about Daniel chapter 3, the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Or they think about Daniel chapter 6, Daniel in the lion den. But very few people think about Daniel chapter 4 when they think about the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 4 is not most people's favorite chapter in the Bible. Matter of fact, if you ask somebody that's sitting next to you this morning, what's your favorite chapter in the Bible? 9 times out of 10, even though I'm not a betting man, but I could just about get a lot of money this morning if I was a betting man, very few people would say Daniel chapter 4. But like I said earlier, Daniel chapter 4 is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. But most people don't know that it's great because they have never read Daniel chapter 4. So this morning, I just want to take a little time this morning, and I just want to read Daniel chapter 4. Because we're going to look at the testimony of a pagan king. Now, I know, I done been to seminary. I know when they teach you in seminary, you're not supposed to read no more than 10 or 12 verses. But how can you shorten a person's testimony if their testimony is 37 verses? If you just read 10 or 12 verses out of 37 verses, then you're going to miss out a whole lot on that person's testimony. So we just want to just take a few minutes this morning and read through this text. And then I just want to give you 4 takeaway points at the end. Would that be all right? Amen. Look at what the Bible says. It says here, beginning with verse number 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God has wrought under me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Now, we don't know for sure the timing that he wrote this particular testimony. A lot of times when you're writing a letter, you normally include the date right up there at the beginning. But when you're excited about your testimony, a lot of times you don't include your date. You just get right on into your testimony a lot of time. And that's what this king basically did. Now, a lot of theologians, they try to figure out the date. They said it was probably towards the end of his reign. And we know that he reigned for 43 years, from 605 B.C. to 562 B.C., So many Bible scholars think that it was probably around about 570 B.C., which would make Daniel about 50 years old at this particular time. But like we say, we don't know for sure. He's just giving out his testimony. And you'll see that he had a bad dream. Matter of fact, I believe it was a nightmare, because look what the text says in verse number 4. He says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. In other words, this was in a time where there was no war. It wasn't. He just had complete peace. And normally, kings was always going out to battle. But think about it. This guy done been on the throne for about 30, 35 years, and he done conquered the world. And there was no more world for him to conquer. And the Bible says it was at that time that he says, I saw a dream which made me afraid. That's why I say it was a nightmare. A lot of dreams don't make you afraid. A nightmare will. It says, I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the vision of my head troubled me. Let me tell you something. Let me just throw something in. Just put a little bobby pin right there. I'm coming right back to it. How you live in the day determine how you sleep at night. If you're not living right in the day, you're not going to have no sweet sleep at night. If you want to have sweet sleep at night, then you got to live right during the day. Now, let's get back to the text. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Let's just go and finish reading. He says, therefore made I a decree. To bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians. And when we're talking about the magician, we're not talking about them to just say hocus pocus. We're talking about some of the smartest people in the world, the scholars and the astrologers. These would be like the scientists, the Chaldeans, these was your wise men, and the soothsayers, these was your witches and warlocks and what have you. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. I just wonder, why do he keep them on payroll? I mean, every time that he needs his dream interpreted, they can't interpret it. Lord have mercy. But we shouldn't talk about Nebuchadnezzar, because we got people in our life that we keep running to, and they're supposed to be able to help us, but they can't help us. Hello, somebody. I'm talking about them unbelievers in your life. We seem like we run to them first before we run to the believer. Oh, yeah, that's what they did, verse number 8. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar. Now, the man knows Daniel's real name. This let me know he ain't changed. Because he's still calling Daniel by the name that he gave Daniel, which was named after his idol god. According to the name of, notice what it says, of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magician, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubles thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Notice these are some high compliments he's given Daniel. He says, man, I know that there is nothing, no secret trouble you. You can figure it out. For whatever it is, whatever the problem, it don't trouble you because of the holy God that's in your life. He recognized that Daniel had a different spirit than all those guys that he had over there on payroll. He said, verse 10, thus were the vision of mine head in my bed. So he's finna tell the dream. He says, I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven. Man, this is a big tree. Somebody ought to say, this is a big tree. I mean, you talking about, I ain't never seen a tree that reached that high. Lord have mercy. You got to get in an airplane to get to the top of the tree. and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof was fair, the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadows under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelled in the broth thereof, and all the flesh was fed of it. Think about it. This was the tallest tree, but it was the widest tree that every beast of the field can come up under this tree. I ain't never seen a tree that big. Now if you would have saw this in your dream at night, you would have been scared too. Because you ain't seen a tree this big. He says, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.